No.
But Sam.
No, I... Haney, get your hand out of the pickle barrel.
But Sam, you're the only...
I'm not gonna do it. Haney, get away from those apples. I've been mayor of this town for 37 years, and I don't want to be mayor again.
But Sam, you...
No, thanks. It's a miserable job. Don't pay nothing, and Haney, get out of the jelly bean. In fact, it cost me money to be mayor. I had to buy me a frock coat, a high hat, and Haney, get your hand out of the cash register. And besides the expense, I had to close up my store for all those silly civic functions, and where are you going with that shovel, Haney?
But Sam, you gotta reconsider.
No, sir, I'm through. Find yourself some other boob to run for mayor.
But where are we going to find another boob like you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Lisa, may I help you, sir?
Oh, it's you. I didn't recognize you. You're not staggering.
Ma'am, look, have you seen Mrs. Douglas?
Oh, she said she'd be back in a little while.
Oh, when did she leave?
Last Tuesday.
Where'd she go? I got some great news for her. They're going to run me for the mayor of Hooterville.
Golly, my dad, the mayor.
I'm not your...
We'll be wealthy from all the graft and corruption.
Yeah.
You can fix all my traffic tickets for me.
Ab,
bust me to whatever school I want to go to. Get me my own liquor license.
Ab, will you simmer down and tell me where Mrs. Douglas went?
What do you care? Now that you're going to be the mayor, you can have all the women you want.
Where did she go?
Ralph picked her up. They were going to some kind of meeting over at the Ziffles.
Doris, are you sure Sam's going to run again?
Yeah, Fred went to the store to renominate him.
Mr. Drucker is a very nice man.
He's an old fogey. He's been mayor for 37 years, and the only thing he's ever done for Hooterville is to get the direction of our one-way street changed.
But he's a very nice man.
There's no room for nice men in politics. We need somebody more progressive.
How about my husband?
Why do we need a man? Why don't we run a woman?
Now you're talking, Ralph. Of course, that's nothing new. You're always talking.
Doris, I don't have to take that kind of...
Doris, please, please, don't fight.
Mrs. Douglas is right. If I'm going to run for mayor, I'm going to need all the cooperation I can get.
Who said you were going to run?
Well, we said we were going to run a woman.
Yeah, but you're not even close.
Doris?
Ladies, ladies.
Well, why should she run? Why can't I be the candidate?
If we want an old fogey, we might just as well keep Sam.
Ralph, I'm going to belt you.
Please. Now, I agree we should run a woman. But if we're going to fight among ourselves, we're never going to get anywhere.
Mrs. Douglas is right. She's the only one that's got any sense.
Then let's run her.
Me?
It's about time we struck a blow for womanhood.
Yeah. For years, they've kept women out of town politics. Do you realize they don't even have a ladies' restroom at the city hall?
If you become mayor, you could help us women.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to walk to the gas station anymore.
What do you say?
Well, it's a big responsibility.
We need you.
All right. I accept the denomination. Oliver! Oliver! Oliver!
Lisa?
I got news for you. I'm going to run for mayor of Hooterville.
You're going to run for mayor of Hooterville?
That's what I said. Hold it. We're both saying the same thing, then I don't know which one of us is saying it.
I said I'm going to run for mayor of Hooterville.
You couldn't have said that because that's what I just said.
You're going to run for mayor?
Lisa, who nominated you?
The Women's Committee to get rid of old fogey Sam Drucker, who is a very nice man.
Well, Mr. Drucker isn't going to run. They asked me to run.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Now that you know I'm running, you can call up the women and tell them you're withdrawing.
Now, why would I want to do that?
Well, Lisa, you really don't stand a chance against me.
Oh?
You really don't think you could beat me?
I don't think it would be very hard.
Well, all right. I accept the challenge. If you want to make a fool of yourself, fine. But on election night, when the final results come in, I don't want to see any tears.
Like my father used to say, he who cries last gets the wet handkerchief.
May I give you a word of advice? Don't use any of your father's sayings in your campaign. There is no sense in letting everybody know that you come from a family of morons.
Well, it looks like this campaign is going to be a real schmutz raiser.
We gotta work out some kind of campaign for you, Mr. Douglas.
It doesn't have to be too elaborate. Now, I think the best idea would be for me to make a few speeches as to what I'm going to do when I'm elected.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to try to keep the taxes down, cut the town's budget.
We don't have a budget.
You don't?
No. We ain't had one in the 37 years I've been mayor.
How do you run the town?
Well, when we get the taxes, we just put them in a box, and whenever we need money, we take it out of the box.
You take them out
of the... And when the box is empty, that's the end of the fiscal year.
Well, that's no way to...
Well, how would you do it?
Well, I'd get a big, No, you already have one of those, so,
Nobody's talking to you, Hank.
Well, he'd asked me how I...
I was talking to Mr. Douglas.
Who?
Mr. Douglas, stupid.
Well, if Mr. Douglas is stupid, why are we running him for mayor?
If I'm elected, I certainly wouldn't advocate keeping the taxes in a box.
Where would you keep them?
In the bank.
We ain't got a bank in Hooterville.
Well, that's something I'd like to strive for, to have our own bank.
Well, that'd be a good plank for your platform.
How about six?
I beg your pardon?
Well, now, with a glamorous wife like yours running against you, you're gonna have to come up with something sexier than a bank.
That's right. All your wife has to do to get the men folk to vote for her is to campaign in one of them fluffy negligees of hers.
I got an idea. Why don't we put Mr. Douglas in a negligee?
Oh, no. I've seen him in a negligee. He don't do a thing to me.
I never wore...
Your wife is going to be tough to beat. I'm glad I ain't running against her.
Look, I admit my wife is very attractive. But beauty does not necessarily mean anything in politics.
Yeah. How about Hobart Herver? Hebert Haver. Heber Hobart.
Herbert Hoover.
Well, that's close, Sam, but that's not it.
Gentlemen, there are things this town needs, and I intend to get out there. Tell the people about them.
Mr. Douglas, you can count on us. But there's just one question I have about your campaign.
Yes, what?
How much shall I tell the people that you're paying for votes?
Don't worry, Mrs. Douglas. With us handling your campaign, you're a cinch to win.
Yep, every woman in town will vote for you.
Well, that's fine, but there are more men than women.
Well, it'll be easy to get the men to vote for you. All you have to have is a good platform, and you wear a short skirt so they can see it.
Well, you can't always count on sexy to get what you want.
Yeah, I know.
If I want to get elected, I have to show both men and women that I'm going to make a better mayor than my husband.
Well, from now on, you better stop calling him your husband and refer to him as your crooked opponent.
Oh, yeah, from now on, he's your hated enemy.
Well, good afternoon, ladies.
Hello there, crooked opponent.
She's talking to you, hated enemy.
Look,
Did you come in to spy on our campaign plans?
I'm really not interested in your campaign plan.
Well, we're going to have to find another place to hold our meetings. I've got a better idea. Why don't you get him to move out?
Well, why do I have to do that?
It doesn't look too good to have you living with your opponent.
I've been living with Sally for a long time.
It's just a habit. You can break it easy.
By Ralph, as far as I'm concerned, there is room in the same house for politics and connubials.
Lisa, have you seen... What are you making?
Hot chocolate. Would you like to have some?
Please. How do you make that?
Well, I bought 12 bars of chocolate, put them in the pot, hotted them up, hence the name of hot chocolate.
Lisa, if you're running for mayor on your cooking ability, you'll never make it.
Oh, please don't politic me. If you like to connubial me, that's all right.
What does that mean?
I'll show you. This is a connubial.
Well, now I know where they get the saying politics makes strange bedfellers.
You want something?
I did, but I can't remember. I'm emotionally disturbed by the picture of my father kissing the girl I love.
Yeah.
Mrs. Douglas, this makes a problem for me. I don't know who I should vote for, you or your crooked opponent.
I am not her...
Ab, I understand how you feel, and I wouldn't want to influence you one way or another. You have to vote for the one you think is best for the job. If you want Mr. Douglas, you vote for him. If you want to be chief of police, you vote for me.
Lisa, that's unethical. You can't buy votes.
Why not? Mr. Haney says you're paying $5 apiece for your votes.
Oh, that's not true.
How much are you paying?
I'm not paying anything.
I'm glad to hear that, because when I'm chief of police, I'd hate to have to pull you in.
You're not going to be chief of police, and you're not going to be mayor. Now, why don't you do the sensible thing and withdraw?
Never.
Then we'll just have to fight it out at the polls, and believe me, you don't stand a chance.
Now, the committee's worked out this list of places that you're going to speak at tomorrow night. At 8 o'clock, you'll address the Hooterville PTA. At 8:05, the Elks Club. At 8:10, the Friends of the Volunteer Fire Department. At 8:15...
Just a minute. That's 5 minutes per speech.
Less. You got to get from one place to the other.
That won't give me time to say anything.
Nah, you're getting the idea.
What?
Well, we've heard you speak, and we figure you can put an audience to sleep in 10 minutes. This way, they'll just have time to start yawning.
Gentlemen, I appreciate your trying to help me, but I think I can handle my campaign by myself.
You took them words right out of Tom Dewey's mouth.
What's Tom Dewey?
We got to change your image.
To what?
To something less gruesome.
Now, see here.
I got just the thing for you. Since the 18-year-olds have the vote, what we've got to do is euthanize you.
Euthanize me?
Now, let's see how you look in that. What do you think, Fred?
Looks a little bit like Patsy Kelly.
Well, back to your image.
There's nothing wrong with my image.
Here, kiss this.
What's this?
That is a model baby. Kissing babies is one of the most important things a candidate has to do if he wants to get elected.
I am not going to kiss any babies.
You sure quote a lot of Tom Dewey.
If you two don't mind, please let me handle my own campaign in my own way.
I don't know about you, Fred, but I'm going to go out and put some bets on Mrs. Douglas.
How would that be for the speech?
Oh, it don't look very PTA-ish to me.
How about this one? It has an air of honesty about it with just a touch of sex.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Have you got your speech ready?
Yes, I got it all written out.
Let's hear it.
Here we are. Members of the TPA.
PTA.
What's that?
Parent Teachers Association.
Then what's TPA?
Maybe she ought to wear this dress so they won't notice what she's saying.
Go on, Mrs. Douglas.
I am here tonight to tell you what I'm going to do about the education for your children. My opponent, who also happens to be my husband by marriage, has said nothing about education. But then, what do men know about children? You show me a man who ever had a child, and I'll show you a woman.
What does that mean?
if I am elected, what am I going to do about your children's education? I'll tell you. And that's what I'm going to do if I'm elected.
Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you. Thank you.
You better get dressed, Miss Douglas. It wouldn't look good if you were late.
Oh. I'll start the car.
Why, those dirty...
Mrs. Douglas! Doris!
What's the matter?
We've been sabotaged.
Well, who would do a thing like that?
Well, who do you think? Hateful Harry.
Who?
Your husband.
Oh, he wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, one of the opposition done it.
This means war.
Yes, I hope you'll vote for me on election day. Yeah, nice meeting. Hope you'll vote for me. Hope you'll remember me on election day. Yes, sir, remember to vote for me on election day. You two want to... Oh, you miserable!
Vote for Mrs. Douglas. She's not a coward. You know what you're going to say to the women?
Yes, I got the whole speech mesmerized.
Good.
But at least this time they didn't let the air out of the tires.
No, they stole a steering wheel.
As farmers, you know as well as I do that without water, there can be no farms. Now, how can we assure ourselves an adequate water supply? The answer is simple. I propose that the town of Hooterville drill a community well. That way we will always have water just by asking for it.
Oliver Douglas leading morality race.
Morality race?
Uh-huh.
Mayorality.
I can't understand how he can be winning.
It's simple. All the men are for him and all the women are for Mrs. Douglas, and there's more men than women. Not that it's ever done me any good.
Well, the election's getting closer. We got to think of some way to swing some of them men's votes over to you.
Wait a second. I've got an idea.
And to paraphrase Mark Twain, everybody talks about taxes, but nobody does anything about them. If I am elected, I don't intend to talk about them. I plan to do something about them. Lisa! Why come back? You don't fall for a trick like that.
See you later, Mr. Douglas.
Where are you going?
Oh, I just thought I'd take a little walk.
Lisa, you should be ashamed of yourself riding through town like that.
But there must be an awful lot of horse lovers among men, because the mayor shows that I'm swinging their votes my way.
Well, if you have to stoop to that kind of tactics...
If you want to have equal time, I'll be happy to lend you my horse in the wig.
I don't want the horse in the wig.
Oliver, now that you see that I'm ahead, why don't you give up? And when I'm elected, I see if I can get you in as vice mayor.
Vice mayor?
Yes, like the president is a vice president, Spiros Skouras.
Spiros Skouras?
Yes, the fellow who makes those funny watches.
Oh, that's a Spiro. And he doesn't make those watches. And besides, you're not elected yet.
Ralph says I will be. We've got a few more things up her sleeve.
It's Ralph. She's the one who's dreaming up all these unethical tricks.
Well, and there's just one thing to do. We've got to get rid of her.
Why don't we send her a telegram telling her to report to Atlantic City? She's been elected Mr. America.
Oh, she wouldn't fall for...
Hey, there's one thing she'd drop anything for. Orange blossoms. That's right. If we could just get somebody to marry her.
Who'd want to marry her? Wait a second. Not a second. 10 years.
She's sweet on you.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just marry her, take her on a honeymoon, and by the time you get back, Mr. Douglas will be elected.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
You got to, for the party.
I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna get married just so you can have a party.
Oh, I couldn't ask anybody to make a sacrifice like that.
Oh, well, he don't have to marry her.
Hank, I won't have that kind of talk around my store. He meant that he can just court her, lead her down the primrose path, and then dump her after the election.
Well, you certainly sunk below the level of inhuman indecency.
What are you talking about?
Having Mr. Kimball pretend that he's in love with Ralph and that he was going to marry her just to keep her from helping my campaign.
It's no worse than some of the things you've pulled on me.
Who let the air out of our tires?
Who squirted me with water?
Who stole our stealing bills?
Who filled my head up with hot dough?
Oh, that's what Ralph did with my hotcakes batter.
Lisa, I've had enough of this nonsense. Government is a serious business. It's not a series of college boy pranks. Now, if you want to run against me, do it on an intellectual level, if that's possible. If you can't be elected on your ability, then my advice to you is to withdraw from the race.
I withdraw, right, but not from the race, from our marriage.
If that's what you want, good luck.
Bad riddance to good rubbish.
Now, tomorrow night, you're due to speak at the Elks Club.
Fine.
You ought to try your tax speech again. Not too many people understood it.
Fine.
Mr. Douglas, are you all right?
I had a fight with my wife.
Good. Did she hit you or anything?
Of course not.
Oh, too bad. A lot of elections have been lost on hitting.
I'm sorry to hear you and the missus had a falling out.
Do you happen to know the name of the fellow she's running away with?
She's not running away with anybody.
Too bad. That might cinch the election.
Gentlemen, my marriage is more important to me than any election.
How do you figure that?
Therefore, I have decided to withdraw from the race.
But, Mr. Douglas...
That's my decision. Now, thank you for all your help and your cooperation, but I am no longer a candidate.
That's my decision. I am no longer a candidate. In the words of Calvin Coolidge, I do not choose to have a run.
But why?
Because nothing is worse to break up my marriage. Do you know that in all these years we've been married, this is the first time that Oliver ever walked out and slammed the door on me?
Fred always walks out and slams the door on me. A couple of times I even had my fingers in it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ziffer, but my mind is made up.
Lisa! Lisa!
Oh, Angela! Oh, I'm so glad you came back. I thought you slammed out for good.
Oh, Lisa, you know I couldn't leave you. Our marriage is much more important to me than any political job.
I know. That's why I withdrew from the race.
So did I!
What did you do that for? Now we won't have a mayor in the family.
Lisa, which is more important, to have a mayor in the family or to have a marriage?
Well, that's a silly question.
I'm through with politics.
Hide me.
What?
Ralph is after me.
Ralph?
Yeah, she's got a whole gang with her. Justice of the peace, two witnesses, and her brother's riding shotgun.
Well, you shouldn't have let her on.
With Ralph, you don't lead, you follow. Even when you're dancing with her.
Hanky, where are you?
Holy smoke.
Will you...
Handle this. I think I know a way how to get her mind off marriage.
Where is everybody?
Don't worry, they can't stay in fighting forever.
Filmways presentation, darling.